This is your wake-up call. There is always a choice to be made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, you're going to be making choices all day long. Your ability to succeed in life often comes down to a single choice. How you react to what has been done to you in the past or is being done to you right now. Dr. Viktor Frankl endured the Holocaust by this principle. The Nazis killed his family, placed him in a concentration camp, starved, and beat him. When the war ended, Dr. Frankl was neither broken, bowed, nor bitter. When asked how he endured such treatment with a positive outlook, he said, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing. The last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." Ground Zero in New York City is a massive canyon where the Twin Towers once stood. 3,000 people died there. And how did New Yorkers choose to respond? A sign at the edge of Ground Zero once proclaimed, "The human spirit is not measured by the size of the act, but by the size of the heart." That's an attitude terrorists and haters will never conquer. And it's the attitude that God's word calls us to adopt. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. There is always a choice to be made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, you're going to be making choices all day long. Every day, you choose the clothes you wear, the food you eat, the attitude you adopt. And there are only two kinds of attitudes, the good ones and the bad ones. A good attitude is the one that the psalmist adopted when he woke up each morning, saying, "This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Why don't you make that your attitude today? Let's choose to rejoice and be glad in it.